Hey there, mommies. Welcome back to another weekly segment of Mommy and Me, brought to you, of course, by the Mayo Clinic.
It's your blossoming mothers, Maya and Aria, and we have some exciting news to share with you all today.
We are going to drop a dime for you, and I think you'll want to pick this one up. Look, mothers.
And we can't leave out fathers and families. You know the saying, it takes a village.
Exactly. We know switching over to solid foods from bottle feeding can be tough for a lot of families, especially new parents.
So we wanted to share our experiences with you all. It's truly trial and error, and please don't beat yourself up over the first few items. In the end, the struggle is worth it. Also, in the very, very near future, Mayo Clinic will be hosting classes that all parents are welcome to attend. Stay tuned.
Okay, so I remember when I was just switching over to solid foods, I was really confused. I'd attempt different foods, but he just seemed like he wasn't having it until I found this one.
What was the one for you? Mine was carrots.
Girl, it was pureed chicken, for God's sake. Would have never guessed it if my neighbor hadn't suggested it to me, which takes us back to Mayo Clinic's upcoming event.
We have a guest speaker today who will be sharing some insight into the classes that the clinic is hosting. We just want to give her a round of applause because she has been working tirelessly to put this together for you all.
Thank you so much for having me, Maya and Aria. It's truly a pleasure. So, from what I can share with you, the event will have 4 different sessions. You don't have to take all of them and can take them as you see fit. Parents and caretakers can expect to learn the best time to transition, what foods are beneficial to children as far as health and nutrition, and even the mixing trick.
Doctor, what do you mean the mixing trick? I think I can speak for us all mothers out there. We might need to hear this one now, if that's all right with you.
No worries at all, Aria. I won't give away the actual mixes we promote into a class, but I can tell you that it's basically a way to mix the foods that children don't necessarily like with the foods that they favor or are used to eating. We also have a class that focuses on great weaning methods that work effectively up till the age of 7.
I wish I knew some mixing methods when mine were growing. Till this day, my child won't eat veggies. I feel like I have to win them over with bribes or something.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Lawson. If you want to find out about these great tips and tricks, sign up for the newsletter below and stay up to date on when these classes will be available.
And follow us on the gram at Mayo Clinic Mommies for a chance to win a free session. Plus, cute photos from all our followers and information about Mayo Clinic. That's all for now. And thank you for tuning in to Mommy and Me with Maya and Aria.